Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Deja. May I have your first and last name?
Gary Pinkney.
All right, and thank you so much for that, Gary. And how may I help you today?
Well, I just got my June statement from my credit card, and I have several charges from your company, and I'm trying to figure out what they are.
All right, yeah, no problem. I can take a look into your account to see actually what you was you have been charged. First, may I have that zip code, please?
05495.
All right, thank you so much for that. And can you just verify the first and last name one more time for me?
Yes, it's Gary. Last name Pinkney, P-I-N-C-K-N-E-Y.
All right, one moment here. And that zip code was 05495?
Yes.
All right, great. One more moment. I'm just trying to locate your account here. Just give me a few moments here. I do apologize about the wait. All right, and can you just verify your address that you have on file for me?
Yes, 11 Heather Lane in Williston, Vermont.
All right, thank you so much for that. Let me just take a look at your account here. Let me see what you have. One moment. I'm still here with you, okay, Gary? Just a few more moments, all right?
Sure.
Thank you. All right, so Gary, I do see where you did buy a gadget, and it did look like a tag tracker, and that was, yeah, back in June 07, 2022, where you
can
get a free welcome gift. Mm-hmm. It's a tag tracker.
A tag tracker, okay. Yeah,
yeah,
that was $5 and something.
Yeah, so basically with that, once you sign up with that, you do get a welcome gift for, and that's what you got for basically $6.95. And we are basically, we have a, you would enter in a survey.
Yeah.
One more moment, Gary. All right, I do apologize about that, Gary, but yes, I was just letting you know that you did order a gadget, and basically it was a welcome gift for $6.95, and you did select it to join our factory direct saving discount store. So basically you did sign up to one of our surveys, and you did have to give us a call to cancel out if you did not want to be billed.
So I was billed like $56.97 four times during the month?
Yes, you are. Let's take a look. I see where you was billed.
I don't remember signing up for any service, number one. And number two, that would be totally ridiculous that, like, you know, over $200 in fees are charged my credit card.
I can get that canceled out for you so you won't know.
That would be great if you can do that, yes.
All right, one moment here, Gary. Let's get that all canceled. I'm almost done canceling out the order. Just a few more moments here. All right, so I did get that all canceled out for you, and I can give you your cancellation number whenever you're ready.
And there were four of those items. I had June 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 27th, all for $56.97.
Let me take a look here. One moment. Yeah, I did cancel that out, and you will no longer be billed anymore for those for that product.
Okay, so I'm going to be credited back for those four items, and then no more billings, right?
All right, so I can get you a 50% refund on the first charge that you have, and that's for $56.97 on June the 23rd.
Okay, and how about the – well, there was one on June 22nd. One on June 23rd, one on June 24th, and one on June 27th.
So the one on June 24th was declined. We did not take that payment. That was for $64.99.
Okay.
You only have one payment on June the 23rd, 2022, for $56.97. We did approve that. I can refund you 50% back on that. And on you already was fully refunded on one on the one on the 22nd, so I can't refund that one because that one was already refunded.
Who refunded that?
Let's see here. So our company just refunded back to your account. Seems like someone called in to get a refund.
I didn't call, but so you're saying one on June 22nd was refunded, the one on June 23rd, you're going to give me a half?
Sorry, Gary, your phone is breaking in and out. Can you say that one more time for me?
So the one on June 22nd was refunded already.
Yes, you are correct. And the only one that
you have
now. The
one on June 23rd, you're going to refund half?
You are correct about that.
And how about the one on June 24th you said was declined?
Yeah, that one was declined, so you don't have to worry about
that. And how
about
the one on June 27th?
I'm not seeing one on June the 27th at all.
Okay.
So I did cancel it out, so you won't be charged anymore, and I can go ahead and discount you 50% of that $56.97. So just a few more moments. Let me get that done for you. All right, so that will be $28.49 put back on that credit card that was charged, and it will take 3 to 5 business days for it to get back on your card, okay?
Yeah, so I'm still not sure why I'm paying half. I don't when did I sign up for this service? Just because I purchased the tag?
You are correct. You were supposed to give us a call back to cancel if you no longer needed it.
Yeah, I don't know where it said that, but I'm going to look into this a little further, and I may be following up with the Better Business Bureau on this if I can't find what you're talking about, because I ordered a tag. That's all I did. I didn't sign up for anything. I didn't see anything that said I was being signed up. So it sounds a little fraudulent to me.
All right, one more moment here. Give me a few seconds. All right, so I can refund you the full payment for a one-time courtesy. And once again, like I stated, I did cancel out that account. You will no longer be charged, okay? And that full $56.97 will be on your account, but you can also go on the website and read those terms and conditions if you ever need it.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. No problem. You enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for choosing customer support.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.